I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
This weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Settling is not an option for me.
Everything I desire is already mine.
What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we're talking about being the partner you want to receive. I will say this is like more of a message for the men. And this podcast is for the girls. So I know that the men are not here listening to this, but for the girls listening, really absorb this knowledge so you can relay the message to the men. So if there's any men that you're talking to, any guys that you're dating, if you have a boyfriend who's just like not understanding, write this shit down, okay? Get your notebooks ready and just make sure this message gets across to him. And if you are a guy listening, share it with your friends. Seriously. Everyone needs to hear this because this is what the girls need. This is what men need to know in order to get their woman happy and ultimately make him happier as well. This is a solution for everybody, okay? There's a reward for everybody with this. And now this is something that I've always said, okay? So you have probably heard me talk about this in old podcast episodes, in old TikTok videos. I have always said and believed that your partner is your mirror. I always specifically say to men, your woman is your mirror, okay? And now a lot of people hear this concept, but they don't get this concept. A lot of people still expect to receive without giving. And I know that I say like, this is more geared toward men and I'll explain all that, but of course, this applies to women as well, because no one should really ever expect to just sit on their bum all day and be fed grapes all day in their relationship. And that's just, you know, that's just how it is. I'm just perfect. You know, that's not necessarily the case. So it is a two-way street. And I mean, when I say like this is for the men, I could give you a prime example, which I will, because I just witnessed this go down with four couples on Temptation Island, and I have a lot to say about it. So just wait, because I'm going to get into all of that. I just this morning finished watching, you know, all episode 10, the finale. I have been floored episode after episode after episode. If you have not watched it, I would like to say watch it so that you could witness the shit show that I witnessed, but at the same time, maybe don't, because it's so insane. And if you have watched it, then yeah, I'm sure that you will agree with every single thing that I say, because I think that everyone's opinions are universal. I think we're all in agreement across the board when it comes to this show. But I'll get into that afterwards. Right now, let's break down the concept in general of my belief that for a man, a woman is his mirror. Because here's the thing, women with high standards, they have a lot to give. So they typically want more because they have more to give. It's not just about receiving, it's also about giving. There is a give and take. Women with high standards also want a man with high standards. I always say even about my man. Like, I had high standards, as you all know, throughout my entire single season and dating journey. And I met my man, and he also had high standards for what he wanted in a woman. So it wasn't like I was just scoping out these guys and seeing who could I get the most from. It was also, who would I want to give to? Who would I want to take care of? So women with high standards, they want to be taken care of by their man because they too want to take care of their man themselves. They ask for a lot because they have a lot to give. But now, no matter how much a woman has to give, you are not going to be able to just get that from her just for you simply existing, just for you simply choosing her. I made her my girlfriend and now she's going to do everything for me. No. Okay. Like, simply being a man, simply being her boyfriend does not entitle you to being treated like a king. You know, I'm sorry to say it. Most women who have this set of standards that I'm talking about, most women who have this mindset of, like, you know, give and take and high standards and so on and so forth, women who know that they want to receive a lot because they have a lot to give, when they are single and dating, or when they are in relationships, what they are seeking for their man to be, for their partner to be, is a leader. Okay. So that was a very big thing for me. I know that was a very big thing for all of my clients that are single and dating and going through, you know, these experiences. There's always like a common denominator, and it's that the man is not leading the relationship, and that's what they need. They feel like in order for their feminine energy to be brought out, they need to experience his masculine energy. Okay. So for the most part, these women with high standards, they let their man lead the relationship. They are not trying to lead the relationship. So what that means is that when you put that power in a man's hands, when you put that power into your partner's hands to say, you determine how this thing is going to go, you determine if the ship sinks or swims, it is essentially saying, this man can lead this relationship to success, or he can really lead this relationship nowhere. He could be leading this relationship to the highest of highs, to marriage and kids and a family and happiness and all of the above, or he can lead this relationship into cycles and toxicity and unhappiness and never progressing, never growing. So what he gives, for the most part, is what he will get. So if you as a man are getting nothing from a woman with high standards, that's because you're giving her nothing to work with. It has nothing to do with women just expecting princess treatment. That's what, like, I always see on social media. Oh, women think like that they're just going to get princess treatment and that I'm some schmuck who just like does shit for her all day. And they think that they could just sit on their ass and, you know, do nothing all day and be treated like royalty just because she has a pretty face. I don't know. First of all, the people who leave those comments are probably, and I would say typically, are young guys that have been like played before. So like, they're a little scorned. They're a little rougher around the edges because they're traumatized by a pretty girl. So, you know, I don't really think that it's men with that mindset, mature, masculine men that have that mindset. But, you know, my point is that if you are getting nothing from a woman, it is most likely not because she thinks that she's just going to be treated like a princess and doesn't have to do anything, okay, just because she's pretty. Everyone with a brain knows that a pretty face is surface level and can only get you so far. Maybe a pretty face can get you a man, but it can't keep you a man, okay? A pretty face can't go the distance long-term having a happy, healthy relationship just because of this surface level thing, okay? So it is not that. What the reality is, when you are not getting anything from a woman with high standards, it is that until you add the value to her life that she requires, you will not get that feminine side of her. You will not get to see the side that's giving, that wants to take care of you, and nurture you, you're waiting, just sitting around waiting for that to come out of her. But that doesn't have to be the case. You don't have to sit and wait to see if it's going to come out of her. Your actions determine if they will, if it will or won't. Your actions will either A, naturally bring that side out of her, or B, suppress that side of her altogether. So the more masculine you are, the more you will naturally bring out her feminine side. And the less you give her, the less you put into the relationship, the less you will get that side out of her. I know I'm going to like talk about the Temptation Island later, but I want to right now quickly give an example where the girl Taylor, she was with, I call him Jimmy Neutron. His name was Tyler, but I keep referring to him as Jimmy because his head and hair situation just really made me think of Jimmy Neutron when I was looking at him. So if I say Jimmy, I am talking about Tyler. But she was with Tyler, and then and in that relationship, he was calling her aggressive, abrasive, like doing too much, and she's pushing him too hard, and like all of these things, which are pretty much toxic masculinity traits. Okay, they're not positive, powerful masculine traits. They're more of like that wounded masculine, the toxic masculine, where you're trying to control things, you're trying to get everything your way, you're just really aggressive, you're really unhappy ultimately. That's where all of that comes from, is a lack of happiness and a lack of security and a lack of safety. And then she was with this guy, Yamin, like not her boyfriend, just a totally separate guy that she met, new guy that she met. And when they went on a date, he verbatim said to her, "I love how soft and feminine you are." But leading up to that, she kept talking about how she loves how safe he makes her feel. And she loves his emotional intelligence. And she loves that she feels so comfortable with him and that she just naturally gravitates to him. And he's so mature. She kept calling him mature. Even from me watching, I could see a vast difference between the two guys. Tyler was like a little boy. I mean, he literally didn't even have a job. That was like one of their biggest things, that he had no job. He didn't take care of himself, nothing. And then Yamin was a man. Like when you saw this girl with the two of them, you're like, what the hell? Like you're witnessing her with a boy. You're witnessing her with a man. It was like night and day. Okay. And so with Yamin, he was saying that he loves about her how soft, how feminine, how light and just like comforting she is. And I was like, that's it. I'm watching the things that I preach right in front of my face. What you bring out of her is what you're going to get. And it's a natural result. You know, you don't have to force it. You don't have to beg her to be a certain way. You just have to be. And then your actions determine which side of her you're going to get. So the first guy, her ex, got a side of her that he didn't like. But he was such a terrible version of himself. And then the other guy, who was so mature and great and treated her amazing, got the side of her that Tyler wished he could have had. But that's just not the way the cookie crumbles, my dear. And what was funny too, just to also like throw this out there, just now in the finale, Tyler, the ex, said to Taylor something along the lines of, "You know, what I've realized is that I'm never going to be who you need or want me to be, because you want stability. You want to feel safe and secure. You want a man who could provide. You want a man who is mature. You want a man who is masculine. You want a man who has stability." Like, he literally said those words. Watch, even if you didn't watch the whole show, watch episode 10. And go to the bonfire, the final bonfire between Taylor and Tyler. And he said almost exactly to a T what I just said. I almost quoted it word for word. And he's like, "And I've learned through this journey that I will never be that. I'm not headed in that direction." That's what he said. "I'm not headed in that direction." AKA, I am not headed in the direction of stability, maturity, safety and security, providing, masculinity. Like, I'm just going to continue to be this little boy, basically, is what he said. Which I would be saying, you know what? Thank you for telling me that. I would be so happy to finally hear a man or a guy or a boy admit it. I'm not the man that you need. I cannot be the man that you need. The fact that those words even came out of his mouth, to me, it's funny because, you know, on one end, you could be like, oh, but he was honest. That's so noble of him. On the other end, to me, it's not about him being honest. I actually think he lacks a lot of self-awareness. And so what he thinks he was doing was being noble. But really, if you read between the lines, all he's doing is saying, I'm not ready to mature. I'm not a man. So I'm not ready for a relationship. Like, to me, it was just bizarre. This guy was divorced and they're young. I don't even think he's 30 yet. He might be 28, 29. I don't know. I forget. But even if he is 30, okay, like that would be probably the max. He was divorced already, still not mature enough to be with this girl. Then he left with another girl. Like, please, okay? So this is what I mean. When men lead the relationship, which they do, they can either lead it to success or they could either lead it into a pile of dog shit and be a big whopping failure that goes absolutely nowhere. So, prime example right there. And now here's the thing, getting off of the whole Temptation Island thing, I want to go back to just the overall concept of, you know, your partner is your mirror. The thing is that women with high standards are more often than not and most likely already providing themselves with everything that they look for in a man and everything that they require from a partner. So they already spoil themselves. They already treat themselves to what they want. They don't tell themselves no. They give themselves what they want. They travel. They have great experiences. They don't do anything half-ass. They don't do anything low effort. They don't do anything low quality because they know that's not what they enjoy in life. So they hold themselves to the standards that they desire and they give themselves exactly what they want in life and exactly what they like and exactly what they want to receive. Because women with high standards have these standards for a reason. They know that a higher investment and more effort being put into things creates a better experience and it makes them happier as a result. When I was single, I have old podcast episodes out talking about like going on solo travel and like the things that I would do. And I was super single, like no roster, no prospects, you know? And I was just like, whatever I need to do to make myself happy and to give myself the high quality experiences that I want in life, I am willing to do it. So yes, I would travel. Yes, I would take myself on lunch dates and dinner dates. And yes, I would buy myself flowers and buy myself gifts. And if I wanted something, I bought it. I was not like, oh no, I can't spend that money on myself. The person in my life that I have always and will always spend the most money on is myself. I'm always going to treat myself to the things that I know that I enjoy. And when I was single, like that was just not even an option. Like you're not getting it from someone else. So you must give it to yourself or you're not going to get it at all, you know? So like I said, women who are single that have high standards, they are doing this for themselves. They are providing for themselves. They're paying their bills. They're taking care of themselves. They live by themselves. Like at the end of the day, they don't need anything from anybody. It's just that they would be the icing on the cake. Them bringing value into your life is an asset. It's adding to your life. It's not taking anything away from you. It's only giving you more. So having a partner should feel abundant. It shouldn't feel scarce. It shouldn't feel like now that you have this partner, you know, you're not having the best experiences or now things aren't as fun. Like that should be the complete opposite. So that is why being with a man who is cheap or low effort is boring. It is boring. Women do not enjoy being with a man who is cheap or low effort because she would give herself more by herself. She would experience more and do more by herself. So when a woman who does desire more and does have so much to give is with a guy who won't give it to her because he's cheap, he's low effort, it's just like, oh my God, like, when does this start being fun? And because of that, it's not masculine. So it doesn't allow her to embody her feminine energy with you. Because a masculine man is a generous man. And when I say cheap and generous, I'm not only talking about money. Yes, finances are a thing. Obviously, you need money to live and experience things in this world. But it's not only that. Somebody can also be cheap with their time, with their energy, with their effort. Like, there are other ways where you could be cheap and generous. Someone could be really generous through acts of service, through just offering to help you with things. Like I said, their time. Like, it's not only about how much money can I spend on you. If you're the type of person who needs a hand and they say, oh, let me know time and place, I'll be there. That's generosity, you know? That's effort. So the lack of that, and when it's that feeling of being scarce or cheap or low effort, is the opposite of masculinity. It is a toxic, you know, trait, being cheap and low effort and all that. So you're only suppressing her feminine energy even more. So if your goal is to bring out her feminine energy, you must be generous. You must put high effort into her. Because otherwise, she's more feminine by herself. If you are not willing to invest time, effort, energy, money into her, why would she invest nurturing, love, and care into you? If you won't take care of her, why would she take care of you? It's very simple, okay? The bigger the investment, the bigger the reward. I mean, that's like a saying even in business. No risk, no reward. You know, the more that you risk, the more that you invest, the more that you will get out of this. So same thing with everything else in life, with relationships. The bigger the investment, the bigger the reward. The lower the investment, there is no reward. So men need to understand the concept that his woman is his mirror. What he gives is what he will get. When he looks in the mirror, what's reflecting back at him is a reflection of himself. Literally, physically, metaphorically, figuratively, in every way possible. You look in the mirror, you see yourself. When you look at your woman, you see a reflection of yourself. When you look at how a woman reacts to you, that's another thing from Temptation Island. When you look at how a woman reacts to you, that is a reaction to your actions, to your behavior. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com. Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross. I know one of you girls can relate to this, so we gotta talk about it. You know when you feel like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, but your energy still crashes or your mood swings hit out of nowhere? and then you stress because you don't know what you're doing wrong? Well, what I've learned is that it's not you at all, because a lot of these issues are tied to hormone imbalances, and then the stress just makes it worse because it messes with your hormones even more. And that's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy. Just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life. And the best part, after taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. So of course, I took the hormone quiz myself, and it gave me some insight into what might be happening with my hormones, like potentially an overload of estrogen, which can affect me in all kinds of ways. So it recommended I take Hormone Harmony, which helps with bloating, chronic fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, anxiety, your cycle, and more. And after adding it to my routine, I noticed such a difference. We often think we need big lifestyle changes to feel better, but in reality, small habits like taking Hormone Harmony every day can have a huge impact on how we feel. And taking care of your hormones isn't just about feeling good right now, it's about investing in your long-term health. So whether you're recommended Hormone Harmony like I was, or another Happy Mammoth product, the quiz will help guide you towards solutions that work specifically for you. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today. Girls, are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% off. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. And getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with the licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. The results that I have seen from GLP weight loss medications in my friends has been life-changing. Not only has their health improved tremendously from the weight loss, but their confidence has skyrocketed like never before. They look their best, they feel their best. I personally am not a candidate for GLP-1, but I'm always looking for ways to look and feel my best. And I personally have been on a health journey where I want to improve my health. So I'm using the NAD Plus nasal spray from Effecty, which in fact increases your metabolism and reduces inflammation, which is exactly what I've been struggling with as I've gotten older. So I finally found the solution. It also promotes healthy muscle function, which is so necessary for me as I just started getting back into the gym, and so many more benefits like slowing the aging process, boosting energy and mental clarity, and supporting healthier skin. NAD Plus is the body's ultimate recharge, and I love it. So, ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at effecty.com with code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code FORTHEGIRLS to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatment. No hassles, no membership, and no hidden fees. Get started today. Okay, girls, I got a question for you all to think about. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out, because I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine how different your life would be if you had the tools to stop settling, to start raising your standards, and to start getting everything you want in life. And guess what? You can get all the tools through my Queens of Confidence coaching program. It's a self-paced, 8-module digital program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts and worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program too. Topics of the Queens of Confidence program include external validation, feminine energy, masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and yes, more. You can get instant access to the entire program right now, and best of all, you can watch and learn at your own pace because your access is granted forever. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's the best investment I've ever made into myself. Vic is the best person to learn from. She's a true expert when it comes to confidence. Worth every penny. And I've taken a couple of courses where they sound rehearsed or just repeat the same cookie cutter things. Your course is the complete opposite, and your everyday examples really drive your points home. So girls, it's your time. Invest in yourself, you're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you for changing your life for the better. Head to victoriaalario.com or click the link in the show notes and get the Queens of Confidence program now." So this couple, not even the couple, because I actually really liked the girl, the guy Grant on Temptation Island, king of Delulu. He is the most delusional person on the planet. He has zero self-awareness. He does not have a masculine bone in his body. He is a loser. And I could go on and on and on and read this man to filth without even knowing him, but I know him. I might not know him personally, but trust me, I know this man. Every girl knows this man. We have all met this man. We've dated this man. We have seen this man in different bodies. It's like same person, different font. Please, I don't have to even meet that guy in person to tell you everything about him. Like, that is how predictable he is. And that is just how blatantly, like, oh, it's just so obvious. It's just so played out to be that man who lacks self-awareness, who wants respect but doesn't have to give it. Oh, it's crazy. Long story short, he always cheated on his girlfriend. So Grant and Ashley went on the show together. And he had cheated on her from the beginning of their relationship. Why she stayed with him goes right over my head. I said that from the beginning. I'm like, well, why are you... like, why are you even in this relationship at this point? And she said she knew for a fact he cheated on her in the beginning. She didn't know for a fact if he cheated on her throughout, but she believes that he did because she had no trust in him. And that's even how they got into a relationship, was I think by him cheating with her, or like an overlap in a relationship. Like, he either was engaged or married. He has a child, so he had like some sort of serious woman. And then he met Ashley, left her for her. And then what do they always say? You lose them how you get them. And so when they went on Temptation Island, immediately off the bat, he was with another girl. From the beginning, I mean, they kissed, they hooked up, they were in the shower, they did the whole thing. You know, they did a whole home run, okay? All four bases were hit. So now, obviously, and at this point in time, she had not given any guys the time of day. She moved really slow and steady. She built friendships and got to know them and had like emotional connections with the guys and whatever. And then after seeing what he was doing with the other girl, then she started to give guys a chance because all the guys in the house liked her. She was very pretty. She was very sweet. All the guys in the house wanted a chance with her. Finally, she started throwing them a bone. And so, you know, she was talking negatively about her ex who cheated on her a multitude of times. She started to build a romantic connection with another guy. All of this after the fact, okay? And Grant, the ex, just kept using everything against her and being like, yeah, but you talked bad about me and you held on to this resentment, you know, toward me. And he kept saying, I forgive you. He said it two or three times. And she finally, you know, was able to say in this finale, because the other times he said it, they weren't face to face. It was like through a video message and through his interview. So it was like him alone. So she couldn't really like respond. But finally in this finale, he said it again. This time it was to her face. And she was like, I don't know why you keep saying this whole thing about you forgiving me. I didn't do anything wrong. What you see from me is a reaction to your actions. It's your behavior. Like, maybe I talked shit about you, but like, yeah, you cheated on me. We came to the show. They went to Temptation Island to prove that he's a good man. And all he did was continue to cheat and go really far with another woman. And so she's like, you could stop saying this whole I forgive you thing, because I am not sorry. I don't have anything to be sorry for. You have nothing to forgive me for. And so moral of the story is, what you get from a woman is what you're giving her, what you're giving her to work with. So when you end, this is the other thing. It was kind of similar to Taylor, like the one I was talking about before with Taylor, Tyler, Yemen, whatever, Yemen. So Ashley, Grant's girlfriend, told Danny, the other guy that she was seeing, that he made her feel really safe. And he made her feel really secure and comfortable. And so she started to actually like him because of the way he made her feel. And then this one, Grant, her ex, was having a problem with that. He was like hearing her. I think he actually said, I'm disgusted. I think he was like hearing her say that to him is disgusting. And he was like, she just keeps holding on to this resentment toward me. But I forgive her. Like missing the mark completely. The whole point is that you never made her feel safe and secure and comfortable. She never felt like she could confide in you the way she could with the guy she met 2 days ago. Like, these are strangers, but it clearly shows that you could be with someone for years, but if they can't give you what you need, then your relationship is never going to be led to success. It's ultimately always going to be a failure. And so the moral of the story is he was so disgusted by her and couldn't believe what she was saying and that she was telling another guy he made her feel safe and whatever. And I was like, oh my God, how fucking dumb are you? Just so stunad, okay? Very, very, very stunad. Like I said over and over, what a man gives is what he will get, because his woman is his mirror. So I have an example that I've shared before, which is like, between going out on dates and, you know, a lack of that, because this happens quite often. If your man is not planning weekly date nights, like you guys are not going out on the weekends, he's not taking you to dinner or giving you romantic experiences, then he cannot expect you to be spending your weeks cooking for him. A lot of guys want that from a girl. A lot of guys want a girl to take care of him, girls to take care of him in that way. Food is my love language, like a woman who cooks and a woman who whatever. Okay, but why would she spend her weekdays, weeknights cooking for you if you're not spending your weekends taking her out, taking her to dinner? You know, like there has to be the her role and your role. This is why I say it's not only about her receiving, it's about both of you receiving, but there has to be a partnership and there has to be roles, and both people have to be fulfilling their roles. So if you're not whining and dining her, why should she be feeding you? Why do you expect her to be at home taking care of you if you're not doing your part, you know? And what this is going to come down to is that she's going to become bored. And a woman with high standards being bored with her partner is a death sentence for that relationship. Even if that relationship remains, the romance will not be present. It will be a platonic friendship with a false label on it, and the relationship might continue, but nothing will grow. The relationship won't grow. Even if it's still present, it's stagnant, it's plateaued. The romance dead, gone. The boredom at an all-time high. A woman with high standards cannot be bored in her relationship. And don't confuse that for comfort. Because you'll be comfortable in your relationship, and sometimes things will be boring when you have a healthy, normal relationship. You're not going through drama and highs and lows all the time. So don't confuse that. Boredom means you're not giving, there's no fun. You know, and there should still be fun no matter how long you're with someone, no matter how comfortable you're with someone. And that fun will bring out her feminine energy. So if she feels like she can't bring out her feminine energy and she feels like that version of her is locked away, it can't come out, it's all chained up, then she won't be happy and neither will you. Neither of you will be happy. That there is no fun there. She's bored. Now you're bored. Now you're both unhappy. Which is why she requires the things that she does so that you can both be happy, so that you could both flourish, so that your relationship can grow together. So her having these standards and requiring more from you is for the betterment of the both of you. It's not only for herself so that she could just be selfish and receive and you get nothing out of it. It's so that she's happy, you're happy. You know what they say, happy wife, happy life. And the relationship will only get better from there. And now talking more about the whole like Temptation Island thing, all of the relationships went into Temptation Island because of the men, because the men were the problem. There was no like, okay, she's a cheater or she is doing this and that. So we came here to see how, what she can do. It was all about the men. Grant was a cheater. Tyler, I don't even know what the deal is with Tyler. He was just some loser with no job, like no, like just so unhappy, whatever the case was. Lino would not propose. He would not take it to the next step. Lino and Alexa were together for like 3.5 years and she was just like waiting on the ring and he was just like not doing it. And then Brion, don't get me started on Brion. Brion was having a lot of, let's say, sexual fantasies. And he was basically saying that his girlfriend wasn't giving him enough sexually. And so he was wanting to have like threesomes. And he was, you know, having a hard time having platonic friendships with women. And he needed, you know, his fix in a million different places. And so, you know, it was all about like the men having these issues. And 3 out of 4, because Lino and Alexa did end up getting engaged at the end of the show. Sorry, spoiler alert. No, honestly, it doesn't matter. The show is so stupid anyway. So even if you watch it, it really doesn't matter. But 3 out of 4 men continued to be the problem. They all, the 3 out of 4, went into the show and did have sexual relations with other women and did make connections with other women, exactly what the problem was in the first place. So when that's who you are as a man and you cannot provide safety, security, and comfortability in your woman, that is why you're ending up in these positions, because she's not happy. And then ultimately you're not happy either. And your relationship is going to suffer because of it. And throughout the whole show, those 3 of them kept blaming the woman on why they have these problems. So Grant kept blaming his problems with Ashley on the fact that she holds resentment over him and she doesn't trust him. Well, she doesn't trust you and she resents you because of your consistent cheating and you're not providing a happy and stable relationship. Speaking of stability, Tyler kept saying that Taylor belittles him and makes him feel really shitty and, you know, talks down on him and she's constantly pushing him and fighting with him and whatever. Well, you provided her no stability. She was saying like, you've gone a year without a job and I kept asking you for an action plan. She's like, I would have trusted you and given you grace and patience if you could just provide me with an action plan, but you're refusing to even do that. So when you provide me with nothing, what do you expect from me? I'm sitting around waiting for you. I'm fighting for you and us in this relationship, yet I'm getting nothing. Like there's nothing here for me. And so yes, maybe she was belittling him, talking down to him, pushing him, pressuring him, all this stuff. But a relationship becomes toxic like that. And you bring out the worst in your woman when that's what you're bringing to the table, when what she requires is not being met. She's requiring proof of growth. She's requiring action plans and action steps from you to show her that you actually have a plan in order to get stability in your life. No, he wouldn't do it. So if you cannot meet her where she's at and you can't give her what she needs, why are you expecting to get a happy, sweet, soft, light, feminine woman? You're not going to get that. You're going to get the unhappy, aggressive, masculine version of her because she's frustrated because everything she wants is just being completely neglected and completely ignored. And then you have Brienne and Shantae. So this was crazy, okay? Brienne kept talking about over and over and over how all he wants basically in life is to have a freaking threesome. And they went on the show to prove that he can contain himself. And then he went and had a threesome. Just insanity. If you're watching the show, you could see my face. Like, I don't know whether to laugh or what. It was the most bizarre thing. And what's crazy is that Shantae stayed with him. His girlfriend stayed with him. It was wild. But there is no shot in the dark, and there is no one on the planet who can convince me that they left happy. There's just, I mean, she was heartbroken. I don't know if and how she would ever trust him again. I mean, she now, if they watched the show, she now had to watch what went on, which she did see what went on even then, because they like showed her a clip while she was in the villa of him having a threesome with these other girls. And, you know, but now like it's real because now it's on TV and she saw the entire scene. If she watched it, like, you won't be able to let that go. You won't be able to live that down. It's one thing to be cheated on privately, but it's another thing to be cheated on Netflix. Like, millions of people are watching, you know? So that's a whole different ballgame. And even though she left with him, which is, again, insane, she left really heartbroken and really unhappy. And the show was supposed to make your relationship better and stronger, but I think they went home really broken. And I haven't done my due diligence of looking into them, you know, online and looking into their current status. But whether they are together or not, there is just nothing and no one who can convince me that that man has that woman's trust and that he has her respect. Because how do you respect a man who just did that to you? Again, it's one thing to cheat in private. It's also one thing to cheat with one person. It's another thing to cheat in public with two people at the same time. That's crazy. That is crazy. And so, yeah, like, I mean, what do you expect to get out of this woman now? And you know what? I loved seeing the other women in the house call him out, because the women, like, not the girls, the main girls, the girls that like went into the guy's villa to like tempt them and whatever, they were actually calling him out themselves for being such a hypocrite. And it made perfect sense why he would never be able to be with a woman like them, and he could be with a woman like Shantae, because clearly his girlfriend doesn't fully see her value. She clearly doesn't have a high level of self-respect, because it's, and this is not me dissing her, this is the honest truth, the evidence shows it. A woman who has unconditional self-love and self-respect would not be, within a matter of 72 hours, back in a relationship with a man who cheated on her having a threesome. It would not happen. It's not to say that they would never, ever, ever be together again in the end, because yes, I think people can learn and grow. Do I think that it could happen 2 days after that experience just happened? No, I don't. Okay. So, but the other women were like, you're saying that you desire a Christian woman, a strong Christian woman, but you are not acting like a Christian man. So you're a hypocrite. You're contradicting yourself, you know, and you're making me uncomfortable because you're so high and mighty on what you're looking for in a woman, but your actions don't align with what you're saying. And so those women were out. One woman actually denied he had chosen another girl to go on a date with him. And she said, no, she said, I cannot in good conscience go with you on this date, knowing that you're cheating on your girlfriend, knowing that you're justifying yourself. You are not remorseful. You are not apologetic. Like, as a woman, I can't condone that behavior. I can't spend time with you and hang out with you while I'm watching you cheat on your girlfriend and disrespect her, disrespect the girls in the house. Like, just the amount of disrespect that's happening all around. Like, I won't condone that behavior. You're not going to get anything from me. And so when a woman has high standards, a high sense of self, self-value, self, you know, respect, self-love, she is not going to put up with that shit. And she is going to walk away. But like I keep saying, your woman is your mirror. So him being someone who's super disrespectful and clearly has no respect for himself, because who would subject themselves to that on national TV, on Netflix, not even national, international. It's being seen around the world, okay? So why would anyone subject themselves to being so disgraceful on TV? At the end of the day, he clearly lacks self-respect. Not only is he disrespectful to others, but that's disrespectful to yourself too. And then he is with a partner who clearly lacks self-respect herself. So it's like birds of a feather. You know, your woman is your mirror. You're going to get what you give. And when this is, you know, when this is how these two people are, it is easy for her to justify his behaviors. It is easy for her to stay with him. I mean, they're going to have a miserable relationship with no trust there. But at the end of the day, it's two people who lack any self-esteem and self-respect. So of course they end up together. A man like him would never end up with a woman who has high standards and knows what she wants and is really strong in that. It's just not possible. And that's why with the other guys who were dicking around as well, their women left them too. They both wanted nothing to do with them afterwards, even though they came with them hoping that their relationship would be better by the time they left. They both said, goodbye. If you can't give me what I need and what I require and what would make me feel good, then you can't be with me. It's just not going to happen. And then, of course, the only one who stayed loyal, who stayed devoted, he said some things and whatever, but like nothing crazy, you know, like Lino did not cross a boundary. He didn't overstep. He didn't touch another woman. Like, he very much stayed to himself. He pretty much talked about, you know, his girlfriend Alexa the entire time. There's a reason why he's the one who ended up engaged and why she ended up so happy, because they both gave each other that. Like, it's such a simple concept, but somehow it goes right over people's heads. So for the guys listening, what you give is what you get. For the girls listening, which is probably all of you, make sure your men know that and understand that. And also for the girls who really are on this journey of like raising their standards, wanting more, wanting the best in life, wanting to just have a true self-discovery and know who they are and what they need in life and what they require and what would make them happy and what would help get them to their desired result in the end, you need to do my new workbook. The results, like the feedback that I've been getting from the girls taking it, is amazing. It's on my website, victorialario.com. It's also linked in the show notes. It's literally just a digital workbook. It's not a big investment. You can print it out and do it physically. You can, you know, fill it out by hand if you want, but you could also do it on the computer. Totally your call. You could buy it, download it right this very second. It is so helpful. I know that you girls will love it. It is such a low investment. All you really have to invest is your effort. It's all on you. That's the biggest investment here. You actually doing the work. Like, truly. You will gain so much out of it. It is the workbook for the girls who desire more. So if you go on my website, you'll see that. The workbook for the girls who desire more. And oh my gosh, it is just so good. And I really think it's like so on brand with this. And just like knowing what you want in life, knowing what you want in relationships, enforcing your boundaries, making your life like more well-rounded, embracing your feminine energy, raising your self-esteem, your self-respect, like all of it is so, so, so important. So I highly recommend grabbing the digital workbook now, doing it. Let me know your feedback. I would be so happy to hear what your thoughts are on all of that and how, you know, it works out for you. And then, yeah, if you haven't watched Temptation Island and you want to be driven crazy, like I have been, give that a watch. And yeah, if you are watching this on Spotify, please be sure to leave 5 stars and leave a review, like a little comment where it asks you to leave a comment, ask you what your thoughts are on this episode. Let me know. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, also please leave 5 stars and a review on the main page. Just leave a review of the show in its entirety. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And yeah, that is all that we have for today. Thank you, girls, so much for listening. Until next time, girls. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
This weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.